For me, I think Silicon Valley is more of a state of mind. It's a mentality among entrepreneurs to look at the world. And, you know, if you see something that you want to change, if you see a pain point, then try to develop a solution, a product to address that, and kind of take your idea and bring it to market.
I'm just interested whether in the good old days, it was lots of kids dreaming in Silicon Valley and there was no real hierarchy. And now you've got kind of the Zuckerbergs, the you guys who did YouTube, you've got Elon Musk, people like that. So in a way, you're back to the kind of old heavyweight. It feels like a bit like New York, where you've got your JP Morgans and your sort of Rockefellers now. Mm-hmm. And those kind of people are out there. It's gone down the traditional route as that you've got heavyweights and minnows now.
There are certainly big tech companies out there, but there's always new up-and-coming ones. And I think the younger folks that are digital natives and are living and breathing with all of these apps, and that's how they view the world. And they watch The Social Network, the movie about Mark Zuckerberg, and then they think, hey, that's pretty cool. I want to try to do that. And I think that's just a great thing in general for the world.
Have you been surprised by the role and impact that things like YouTube that you've created have had? I'm thinking of their role in revolutions, uprisings. You know, it's really changed society. Have you been sat back and thought, wow?
Yeah, I mean, the entire experience is, it's still hard. Even it's been close to 8 years, I think, since the acquisition, and it's still kind of hard to digest. It's certainly taken on a life of its own, and I think that's always, you know, it's just not intuitive to think about the world in an exponential way. So to see that kind of exponential growth and providing that kind of platform for accessibility for anyone around the world to share their message, you know, it's just been fun to watch.
And just a final thing on Silicon Valley. I think there's some taxes coming in on entrepreneurs being introduced in California. They've got some, there's litigation is a big issue. Mm-hmm. Do you feel the atmosphere changing a bit?
No, I mean, I think there's always been a sunshine tax in California. You know, taxes in California are probably one of the highest states all across America. Folks think that might have kind of a chilling effect on the business community. But for startups, the constrained resource is just talent, technical talent. And Silicon Valley in California has the highest concentration of that. And so, you know, if you're looking to build your team of smart folks, you're going to do that in California, irrespective of any kind of, even if the taxes are incrementally higher there. Mm. I think once a company matures and becomes a bigger company, they can optimize for their tax structure. And and that's the bigger risk for California, that when a company does get bigger, that they may choose to relocate somewhere else that's more business friendly.
Well, it doesn't matter if you have high taxes if you're not making any money. And as a startup, you really are making any money. Once you're making billions, you can move to Delaware or Bermuda or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. The old saying in Silicon Valley is ubiquity first, revenue later.